With 20 arrows, I got 20 Torrens. They closed ranks every time one dropped. You didn't even have to aim. After running out of arrows, I tried throwing their darts back at them, but their light shields were quite adequate against the small missiles. We'd killed more than half of them with arrows and spears long before they got into range of the hand-to-hand weapons. I drew my sword and waited. They still outnumbered us by better than 3-1. When they got within 10 meters, the people with the chakram throwing knives had their own field day. Although the spinning disc was easy enough to see and took more than a half second to get from thrower to target, most of the Torrens reacted in the same ineffective way, raising up the shield to ward it off. The razor-sharp, tempered, heavy blade cut through the light shield like a buzzsaw through cardboard. The first hand-to-hand contact was with the quarterstaffs, which were metal rods 2 meters long that tapered at the ends to a double-edged, serrated knife blade. The Torrens had a cold-blooded, or valiant, if your mind works that way, method for dealing with them. They would simply grab the blade and die. While the human was trying to extricate his weapon from the frozen death grip, a Torren swordsman, with a scimitar over a meter long, would step in and kill him. Besides the swords, they had a bolo-like thing that was a length of elastic cord that ended with about 10 centimeters of something like barbed wire and a small weight to propel it. It was a dangerous weapon for all concerned. If they missed their target, it would come snapping back unpredictably. But they hit their target pretty often, going under the shields and wrapping the thorny wire around ankles. I stood back to back with Private Erickson, and with our swords, we managed to stay alive for the next few minutes. When the Torrens were down to a couple of dozen survivors, they just turned around and started marching out. We threw some darts after them, getting 3, but we didn't want to chase after them. They might turn around and start hacking again. There were only 28 of us left standing. Nearly 10 times that number of dead Torrens littered the ground, but there was no satisfaction in it. They could do the whole thing over with a fresh 300, and this time it would work. We moved from body to body, pulling out arrows and spears, then took up places around the fighter again. Nobody bothered to retrieve the quarterstaffs. I counted noses. Charlie and Diana were still alive. Hillebo had been one of the quarterstaff victims, as well as 2 supporting officers, Wilbur and Sislautska. Rutkowski was still alive, but Orban had taken a dart.